From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and a disappointing jobs report out today from the Labor Department. We'll check in on what that means for the U.S. economy in just a few minutes.
But first, the latest on that school shooting yesterday in Oregon. The final tally appears to be 9 victims and the gunman dead at Umpqua Community College, 7 other people injured. Law enforcement say the shooter was Chris Harper Mercer, that he had 3 weapons. And there's also been reaction today to President Obama's forceful words last night.
Our thoughts and prayers are not enough. It's not enough. It does not capture the heartache and grief and anger that we should feel. And it does nothing to prevent this carnage from being inflicted someplace else in America.
Joining us from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, is Rachel McDonald. And Rachel, we know you've been reporting from Roseburg, where the school is, ever since the early reports. Can you briefly just lay out, as best we know, what happened yesterday? Many buildings involved?
Hi, Robin. My understanding is the shooting happened in one building on campus, in a classroom, and the first 911 calls came in a little after 10:30 on Thursday morning of an active shooter on the campus, and law enforcement showed up quickly, apparently in just moments. There was an exchange of gunfire, and the shooter was killed. The school was on lockdown for several hours, and then students and staff were bused off campus to a nearby fairgrounds. We've heard reports that one of the wounded victim's parents said the shooter asked people if they were Christians. If they said yes, he said something like, "Well, you're about to meet God," before firing.
Well, what more do we know about the shooter?
We don't know a whole lot. We know that he apparently was interested in other shootings, other mass shootings that have happened around the United States, and that he did have some frustration with organized religion.
Well, you've talked with people who are at the school at the time of the shooting. Sarah Cobb is one. She was a student. She told us she was in her English class when it started. Let's listen.
I heard like a loud bang, and it was kind of too loud for like a textbook or something, but I figured it's something like fell on the floor maybe. And I looked out the window, and there was a couple girls sprinting away from the building, and I knew immediately something is wrong. We need to get out of this building. And then I heard the second and the third, and I had let the teacher know we need to leave.
And so what are you hearing today? Especially, I don't know if you're hearing people react to President Obama's words last night, but Rachel, what are people there saying, students, teachers, residents in Roseburg?
I think the feeling in the town is very shocked, very saddened. Umpqua Community College is the only higher ed institution in Roseburg or Douglas County. And chances are most everyone in the community knows someone who is involved at the college. So this was a huge community tragedy.
Yeah. And we still don't have the names of the victims or, you know anything about them. That's, one would think, highly unusual considering there were witnesses. Why is that? Have officials given any reason?
Well, the sheriff said that he wants to notify family members before releasing the victims' names. On Thursday, the people that had been evacuated from the college to the fairgrounds, they were kept indoors for several hours being questioned, I understand, by law enforcement and talking with grief counselors. So it may be partly have to do with the ongoing investigation as well as the desire not to release the names of victims until families are made aware.
Right. Is it really quite something that people are showing respect for that? The sheriff you mentioned, John Hanlon, has been involved deeply in gun issues before. He wrote a letter to, I think, Vice President Biden pushing back against new gun control laws after the Newtown, Connecticut tragedy. So what has his tone been, and has he been questioned about that?
You know, he's been very stoic, very somber, angry, you know, a sense of anger, but very controlled. And as you said, he is, we know to him to be a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. He expressed in that letter to Vice President Biden his refusal to enforce stronger gun control legislation. And he has refused to say the shooter's name out loud. And he says that he wants to deny the shooter the fame that he may have been seeking.
Well, can you just give us a sense, and we have less than a minute, but it mm-hmm. strikes us that community colleges, normally these are people from the community. I mean, you said people knew people at the school, maybe working there, but I'm getting the sense that these might have been kids from students from the area.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the quote we heard earlier was from a 17-year-old student. But yeah, it's a very varied ages from, you know, the 16 or 17 to in your 30s or even 60s. You know, people come back to the community college to learn new skills in order to find new employment. The economy of the county has suffered a lot in the recession.
Yeah, so when you say everyone knows someone, they probably know these young people. Rachel McDonald of KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.